on Southeast AgNet. In addition to serving as seminar coordinator for last week's Citrus Expo near Fort Myers, University of Florida researcher Tim Spann delivered a key presentation on the two main HLB, or citrus greening, management options available to Florida citrus growers. He provides an overview of those alternatives.
It comes down to two strategies that we've been talking about, the inoculum removal by cutting down infected trees or trying a nutrient management program, and what I termed to push or not to push, which is really what it comes down to. Are you going to take those trees out of the ground and try and manage the disease that way and face the challenge by trying to eliminate the inoculum and replant? Or are you going to try and do something to manage the trees that are in the ground now and maintain the yield of those trees since they're already established and well-yielding trees?
How do growers know which way to go?
Well, it's easy for us as scientists and IFAS to stand there and tell growers, here's things you can ask yourself and questions to consider and, you know, consider the long-term prospects of the industry if all of this HLB inoculum is left out there. And those things all make very good scientific sense. But at the end of the day, it comes down to economics, simple dollars and cents. And each grower is going to have to look at their own situation and see what makes sense to them. Are they a big grower? Can they afford to lose some of their acreage by trying the inoculum removal strategy? Or are they a small grower who really depends on that grove for, you know, the meal that's on their table every day? And in that situation, they probably can't afford to remove that tree, and they're going to have to try a strategy to maintain the health of those trees and keep them productive and going as long as they can.
Stay tuned over the coming weeks for more important information provided at Citrus Expo. I'm Ernie Neff. You're listening to Southeast AgNet.